Welcome to the Organized Mom Podcast by Imani DaCosta Wellness. This podcast is all about entrepreneurship, wellness, motherhood, and of course, organized biz tips. So stay tuned and let's get into the episode. Before we get into the episode, I just want to let you all know my 6-month business mentorship program, DaCosta Academy, is officially enrolling students. There are only 10 spots available for this amazing 6-month journey. We start April 29th to October 14th. During this time, we are going to be learning the basics of the virtual assistant industry. You're going to be learning my specific framework of how I run my business. And the last 2 months of the program, the best part, will be completely focused on community and client integration and the launch process of your business. So if that sounds like you, if you're like, you know what, I am in the season for wanting to start and scale my virtual assistant business, right? No selling dreams, no gatekeeping, real transparent information. Take a look at the link in the show notes. I'll put in your application and book a free call with me to see if you're going to be a great fit for this program. Again, if you are ready, take a look at the details and let's talk about it. Let's get on a call. Now let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode. So this episode is going to be all about the $10,000 month in 30 days. Now, I'm happy if that title got your attention. I am happy if you got excited when you saw the 10,000 in 30 days. You need 10,000. You need it in 30 days, right? No, right? I want to start doing this more, right? I want people to understand that it's not that easy, right? I want people to understand that when you see titles like that, it is a marketing tactic and you have to seriously use discernment. I want you all to understand that I will never lead with that type of marketing, right? I actually do not like that type of marketing because I feel that it is predatory. I feel that when people see these large numbers and this short amount of time and you can do it from home, you can do it yourself, anyone can do it, I did it, blah, 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 that they think, okay, I'm going to invest in this person, in this course, in whatever they are selling because I need that $10,000 in those 30 days. Now, there's a few things that I want to address when it comes to that type of marketing and why people do it, right? They are specifically looking, and you know, please do not take offense to this if this has been you, because I get that when people are in a place of scarcity, right? When you do not have something, when you need something and you are in lack, you like, you see that and it's like, this is the answer, right? It's a natural thing that happens. But what a lot of people don't realize is that when people market that way, they know that they are marketing to people that are in a space of desperation, right? Especially when they are marketing in a way that is saying you can make this large amount of money for either a very low ticket item, right? Or for almost free, or with the blueprint that they have, right? Now, I want you guys to be careful with things like this, because if it was that easy, everyone would do it, right? If it was that easy, why wouldn't this be the answer to everyone's problems? That's what I want you all to always think about when you see things like that. Now, in case you're wondering, you know, it gets me upset, right? Because I always tell my sister, she's always like, you know, you need to get on TikTok. You need to get on TikTok. You need to get on TikTok. And I'm like, oh gosh, she's like, you have to see these virtual assistant mentors. They are literally just like telling people lies. And I noticed that the ones that get a lot of like hits are the ones that are saying you can charge, you know, $65, $75 an hour, or you can start with the skills you know for $0, or you can make $10,000 a month in 30 days, or you can start a virtual assistant agency and make all of this money, but not have to put in any work. And a lot of people get caught up with those lies, right? And I told my sister, I'm like, ugh, I hate it, because it's just a thing where when people need money, especially with the way the economy is right now, they see these big numbers, the short amount of time, and they want the get rich quick scheme, unfortunately, right? And I told my sister, I'm like, you know, I refuse to do marketing in that way and to do that, because I know it will get a lot of views, right? I know that it will get people to like click and be like, oh my goodness, how do I do this? Let's give me the answer. I'll pay you, whatever, right? But I told her also that attracts the type of people I don't want to work with. I don't want anyone to come to me that is in scarcity, right? Or anyone that is desperate for money immediately, right? Or someone who doesn't have the proper mentality that you should have when going into entrepreneurship, right? I feel like since 2020, the term entrepreneurship, even, I don't know why people think that it equals easy and simple and not a real business and just make money from your phone from anywhere. Like, it sounds amazing, yes. But at the end of the day, I don't want to attract people who are looking for a quick fix. I want to attract people to me that are actually understanding that, wow, entrepreneurship, it means that I have to do a lot of inner work. It means that I have to put in actual work. It means that I have to take accountability and realize even if I invest in a mentor, they are not handing me a business in a box. They're handing me the strategies and the knowledge of the industry. And then I have to take what they tell me and implement it and put in the work, and I am responsible and accountable for my success. So when you have people marketing those quick fixes, right, you get to realize a lot of people will get into their programs and that benefits them, right? They are making money. But when these people leave these programs, they are lost. They don't have real guidance. They realize this is not working. This is not easy. And then they realize, sometimes they come across people like me, whether, you know, it's through my community calls, and they realize like, damn, I didn't even know any of the stuff you just said for free, right? And in the paid course, they didn't even get half the information that I told them for free on a community call. That's just general information that I honestly preach about all the time, but it actually works. It actually makes sense. And of course, I have a successful business, I would like to say. And, you know, it didn't take me long, right? It didn't take a lot of stress. It didn't take a lot of pressure. It took a lot of work, yes. But again, I did a lot of work, not only on the business, but mentally and within myself. And I've always told people, I refuse to do marketing like that because that's going to bring me people that don't understand that entrepreneurship is not an overnight thing, right? And, you know, I'm happy that if you did click on this and you were like, well, how do I make $10,000 in 30 days? Is it possible? Yes. Definitely possible, especially when you scale to an agency. It's really not that hard, right? But it's not easy, and you have to have the structures and the strategies in place, right? And I definitely don't believe that if you are a solo virtual assistant, you can hit $10,000 months without being stressed out and working crazy. Because to be completely honest, I work not even 20 hours a week, and I could not imagine doing everything in my business by myself, right? So to think that someone is hitting $10,000 a month by themselves is kind of crazy. Of course, it is possible. I've seen it, but the person is not the happiest or stress-free, and it's like they're working 24/7, which I refuse to do, right? Because you don't have to build a business that way, no matter what anyone tells you. So again, the main purpose of this episode is because I want you all to understand that in 2024, the number one thing you need to do is use discernment. The number one thing you need to do is vet your mentors, vet all whatever investments you decide you're going to make this year and just all the following years, whether it's in yourself, in your business, both in your family. Make sure you do your research and do not believe the hype. And if something sounds too good to be true, understand it probably is, right? And always know that, again, if it was that easy, this is what everyone would do. If it was that easy, they would be screaming it from the rooftops. This is the way to financial freedom. Do this, do this, do that. But it's not. It's not that easy. And many people are not built to do what entrepreneurs do, right? But if you know deep down, this is what I want to do. I want to start an online business. I want to start it this year. Take a look at the show notes. Check out the application down below. and make sure that you apply for my program, my 6-month program. We start April 29th, right? To learn how to start and scale your virtual assistant business. We end October 14th. Now, there's only 10 spots available, and I did that specifically because I want everyone in the program to feel seen and heard, and it's also a high support, high touch program, high quality program, and I want to make sure the 10 amazing people that get into this program, that their business, that we are actually working and doing what needs to be done. So at the end of the 6 months, they are confident, they are established, they are good to go, and they are leaving the program feeling like, wow, I not only know how to run my business, I know how to scale my business. So if that sounds like you, make sure you take a look at the application down below. It has more information. Definitely fill out the application, book a free call with me to see if you're going to be a good fit for the program. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and supporting me, and I'll see you all in the next one.